Your headlines on Al Jazeera this hour. Police in South Africa have arrested the most wanted fugitive in the 1994 Rwandan genocide after more than 20 years on the run. Fujilan's Kai Shema is accused of organizing the killing of nearly 2,000 Tutsis seeking shelter at a Catholic church. Russia has signed a deal to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the decision was taken after what he called a sharp escalation on Russia's borders.
The Republic of Belarus was and remains our true ally and a reliable partner. Today we stand together against the collective West, which leads an undeclared war against our countries.
Official figures show annual net migration to the United Kingdom reached a record high of 606,000 last year. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the numbers are too high and he has pledged to bring them down. Iran has successfully test-launched a new ballistic missile that it says has a range of 2,000 kilometers. The Khaibar missile is said to have improved guidance capabilities in order to outmaneuver anti-missile systems. 8 Palestinians have been injured, one critically, in a raid by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. There are reports that Israeli soldiers stopped medical personnel from entering the Akbat Jaber refugee camp in Jericho. 17 Palestinians were detained in the overnight raid. Israel says it has been carrying out what it describes as a counter-terrorism operation. A Vietnamese court has jailed a noodle vendor who impersonated the chef and internet personality known as Salt Bae. Peter Lam Bui posted a parody of the chef after Vietnam's security minister was seen dining at one of his restaurants in London. The vendor was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison for spreading anti-state propaganda.